Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we have the privilege of speaking at length today with Gordon Chang, one of our country's preeminent authorities on matters involving Asia and our interests there, as well as our security as a result of a rising communist China. Gordon, we've talked a bit about the domestic political scene, the rising influence, one way or the other, unmistakable influence of the Chinese military, the increasing resources that it has been receiving, notably but not exclusively its navy, which are being applied to various kinds of aggressive power projection operations in the South and East China Seas. I wanted to talk, though, about one other facet in addition to the nuclear buildup and the conventional forces that are coming on stream in astonishing quantity and quality. The asymmetric capabilities, as they're called, of China. Perhaps we could start with something that has been called the Assassin's Mace Project. Bill Gertz, one of our other colleagues and contributors, as you know, has told me that he thinks that's the hypersonic system, delivery system, perhaps for nuclear weapons that China has now tested a couple of times. Is that your estimation? And how serious a problem does this particular asymmetric capability represent?
Now, China this month had its third test of its W-14 glide vehicle, and this really shows astonishing progress in hypersonics. This is going to be the future of warfare, and people have said that whoever gets there first on hypersonic vehicles is going to be the one to have the dominant military in the world. Many people say, and I believe it, that China is slightly ahead of the United States, largely because China is pouring more resources into it than we are. And then that really, of course, is the story across the board, as we talked about the Navy and others. But clearly in this hypersonic area, the United States is falling behind, especially when we consider that the Russians are also making great advances and that the Chinese and the Russians are cooperating on their militaries. And so we could very well see this is not just the U.S. looking at China, but the U.S. looking at a China-Russia combination. Especially because Moscow and Beijing are cooperating across the board in military, economic, and other areas. So this is indeed a frightening prospect when we see a third test of their hypersonic vehicle, indicating they've made great progress this year.
Yeah, and maybe deploying it shortly and perhaps sharing that technology beyond the Russian alliance to others like North Korea and Iran. Gordon, another area in which China is acting quite aggressively, another, if you will, asymmetric agenda of theirs is the domain of space. What's up with their military program in space, sometimes obscured by claims that it's a civilian program, but how serious a threat do you believe that it represents for 2015 and beyond?
Well, China realizes that the United States military is dependent on its space assets for all sorts of things. And so China has been working very, very hard on its anti-satellite weapons. There have been tests this year, and this is going to be an area where we're going to have increasing vulnerability as China will be able to bring down our satellites. Also, though, this is a high ground of space issue, and it's not just near Earth orbit. It's also a question of the moon, where the Chinese are actually thinking of more permanent establishment on the moon, which means that the United States is really far behind, because what we have done with our space program is think about science. And, of course, we have these amazing accomplishments on Mars with our rovers. But the Chinese are thinking more in terms of the practical uses of the moon, of actually establishing a base there. And this would be very dangerous if they're able to put lasers in space. All sorts of bad things can occur, as Rick Fisher, a friend of both yours and mine, has talked about with seeing this well before anybody else. This is really important for us, because if we lose space, then it's going to be very difficult for us to fight on the ground.
Yeah, it's the high frontier. There's no question about it, as General Danny Graham used to say. And I think Rick Fisher has pointed out that the Chinese have, sort of a three three-stage or three-phase program to dominate the Western Pacific, clearly underway at the moment. Global power projection capability, secondly, and then third, this Earth-Moon sort of domain. And it is a long-term program, but the Chinese are nothing if not patient and able to pursue such long-term programs. We're hardly able to get through a quarter without changing course and losing perspective. Gordon, let me just ask one other place that is of great importance, of course, in terms of asymmetric capabilities is the cyber domain. Your assessment of China's work in that area and the degree to which it now constitutes a formidable new area of aggressive operations for them.
The Chinese have devoted enormous resources to their cyber attacking capacities. And, you know, we see this not only in their assaults on the networks of the Pentagon and defense contractors, but even really, this is something beyond the bounds. They have devoted efforts to attacking American companies to take intellectual property so they can then give it to their state enterprises so those state enterprises can compete more effectively in global markets. The Blair Huntsman report last year indicated that American companies each year lose intellectual property on the order of America's exports to Asia. Now, that last year was $475 billion. Now, some of that loss of intellectual property is not by cyber means, but much of it, and I think most of it, is. And the biggest attacker of the United States, both corporate and defense, is China. So we're talking about an attempt, really, and a very successful attempt, to harm American business, which then gives the Chinese more resources to build up their military and certainly less resources for us for all sorts of purposes, including our military. So this cyber challenge from China is across the board.
One of the places where it has been manifested, evidently, Gordon, according to the commander of the National Security Agency, is in China's penetration of, and according to Admiral Mike Rogers, its ability to actually take control over the systems that are used to manage, control, if you will, the electric grid of the United States. This is a particularly ominous prospect at a time when many of us are already very concerned about the vulnerabilities of that most critical of critical infrastructures. How does this fit into Chinese doctrine and strategy as you see it, Gordon?
Well, two Chinese colonels about 10 years ago talked about total warfare, and the book they wrote was called Unrestricted Warfare. And they talk about the use of various types of warfare in conjunction with each other, with combinations that we would not think to be appropriate. So, for instance, they talk about the use of nuclear weapons in areas where we would just be completely flabbergasted. And I think we could be caught off balance by China's use of the most destructive weapons in situations where we would not think that they would do so. Because China has put so much money, as it's put into every other area, its strategic nuclear forces, it really means that China has now capabilities which it didn't have before. And when you combine that with what we've been just talking about with space, this really is quite terrifying. You mentioned the grid. Some people think that the Great Northeast Blackout in 2003 was caused by a Chinese hacker who made a mistake, and that mistake then cascaded with the consequences of 50 Americans dying. Some people also suspect the Chinese behind a smaller blackout, I think that same year, in Florida. Whether this is true or not, we do know that the Chinese now can turn off our lights if they want to. And so we are really at risk because the U.S. without electricity is not a viable nation.
Yeah, it's not the U.S., certainly as we've known it. Gordon Chang is, among other things, the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. In our last and concluding segment with Gordon Chang, we're going to talk about North Korea and what it may be up to in terms of taking on the United States. That and more straight ahead.
to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.